Welcome to our brand new Masechta, Maseches Kilayim, to all of you that have been with us for the journey. Thank you so much for being a part of the daily journey. If you're just coming back on, you took a little break, welcome back. So this next Masechta that we're going to be learning is Maseches Kilayim. Kilayim literally means forbidden mixtures. And interestingly enough, in the Torah, there's many applications of forbidden mixtures. The Torah says, Sadcha le'sizra kilayim. You can't plow your field and graft two different types of species. So for example, wheat and barley together. Or the Torah says, le'sizra karmecha kilayim, that you cannot plant your vineyard with kilayim. So if let's say you mix grain and grapes, the halacha would be that you violate this prohibition. The Torah says, behem tucha le'sabia kilayim. You're not allowed to breed different types of animals. The Torah says, le'sachrish b'shar b'chamar yachtav. You're not allowed to plow a mixture of different animals that are hitched up to your plow. That's called kilay behema. The Torah says, "Beged kilayim shatnez layal alecha." You're not allowed to wear a garment that has a mixture of wool and linen. All those are under the broad umbrella of kilayim. Rashi teaches us that the whole concept of kilayim is a chayk, and it's interesting because that's how the Torah introduces the concept of kilayim in Sefer Vayikra. It says, "As chukoysai tishmayru," that you should observe my chukim. Chukim are commandments, statutes that we don't understand the reason. Only Hashem understands the reason. And Rashi says that all these mixtures, on some level, are a chayk. The Ramban disagrees with Rashi, and he says that these types of mixtures have a reason, or there's a taste of understanding. And he says when you put two different types of species together, then on some level, you're changing or weakening Masa Bereishis, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to exist. You're trying to change that or tamper with the formula of creation. And that's Chukos Shamayim. When it says Chukosai, it means the laws or the statutes of nature itself when Hashem created the world. So there's different opinions, different approaches, but regardless of what, we're here to learn the actual halachas of kilayim. The first parak begins with halachas of kilay zraim, planting with kilayim, the first one that we mentioned. As the Torah says, Sadcha le'sizra kilayim, you're not allowed to plant your field with kilayim. So the Mishnah begins. Hachitin vehazunin. If a person has growing together chitim and zunin, wheat and zunin. Zunin is a very inferior type of grain that it seems like grows wild. It's black. It's not really used for human consumption. It was fed to the yoinim, to the pigeons. Maybe it's like that black seed that you see in the bird feeders. Those are not considered kilayim with one another because actually zunin is an inferior, very inferior type of wheat, so it's the same species. Hasi'ir vishri b'ilashul, barley and oats, those are not kilayim with one another. They're considered the same family. Hakusmin v'ashifoin, spelt and rye as well, those are both considered the same in the same species, and therefore there's no prohibition of grafting them or planting them together. Hapoil v'hasapir, poil is beans, sapir is another type of beans. Hapurkidon v'hatoifach, also two different species of legumes or beans. Upoil halavan, white beans v'hashuit, and kidney beans. Einim kilayim zebezeh. All these are not considered kilayim with one another because they're all considered the same species. And in order for it to be kilayim, it has to be a totally different species. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.